Juneau's most popular attraction is Mendenhall Glacier, one of the most accessible in the world. Visitors and residents took advantage of the recent cold, clear weather to hike across a frozen lake in front of the glacier to find an ice cave. They've taken pictures of themselves inside the tunnel, surrounded by blue-tinted ice walls. But as KTOO's Matt Miller wonders how safe it is.
Lori Craig at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center has this advice for people embarking on the mile-and-a-half hike on Mendenhall Lake out to the cave.
Just for people to be really cautious, be safe, be prepared.
The ice cave is located near the western terminus of Mendenhall Glacier. While the Forest Service is not encouraging people to visit the cave, it's not prohibiting access either. Jason Amundson is Associate Professor of Geophysics at the University of Alaska Southeast and has researched tidewater glaciers and glacier-ocean interactions. He says the cave was likely formed by a stream coming down off of nearby Mount McGinnis.
The water is carrying heat with it, and that heat goes to melting the ice. And then I guess as it's gotten bigger in the summer, there's water running into that ice cave, but there's also warm air that can make its way into the ice beneath the glacier.
Another stream on the glacier surface found a fissure or a crack and over time created the giant circular shaft or moulin that allows daylight into the far accessible end of the cave.
A fairly common feature on glaciers, you get water running over the surface of a glacier and it drops into a crevasse. Basically because the water is more dense than ice, it wants to move downward. And so it basically drills a hole through the glacier. And so that's probably just something that formed at the surface. Could have been there for a long time, and maybe it's just now, as the glacier has moved down valley, it's now just right in the same spot as where the ice cave is.
Amundson says different layers of the glacier may flow at different rates. Same for the center versus the edges, where friction with the ground and surrounding hills can slow the ice movement. UAS Environmental Science Associate Professor Aaron Hood believes the ice in that area may be over 200 years old.
You can see in the walls there's a lot of subglacial sediment that's been entrained, and so some areas the ice looks actually quite dark because there's a lot of sediment in there, which is the glacier's just picked up.
Visitors to the glacier can be deceived by the apparent stillness and sublime beauty of the area. The Mendenhall calves all the time, even in the winter. Lori Craig says the 5-story high, snow-covered blocks of blue ice near the western edge broke off about a week ago. Calving events can cause lake ice to undulate or even shatter over large areas.
Someone who was skiing on the lake when that happened on Thursday afternoon, and he said he could feel the ripple as it rolled across the lake.
While the interior of the ice cave is essentially on land and several dozen feet under the glacier, the overhead ice at the entrance may only be several feet or even a few inches thick. Aaron Hood says he escorted a photographer to the back of the cave 2 years ago, but he won't take his child there.
The one dangerous place, in my view anyway, is near the entrance to the cave where you have some overhanging ice that's pretty thin and you could actually have blocks breaking off there. And I just didn't feel like taking my 5-year-old daughter back through there and feeling like something could fall down on us.
Hood says deep inside the cave is relatively solid, but there is always a risk of collapse. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.